Fran Michelle for bringing us a great selection of paragraphs and such from Boston Review, Black Study, Black Struggle. And thanks to Stuart Monckton for the article of his on James Connolly that I read. Find us online later this week, kboo.fm/Old Mole Variety Hour. Up next, we're going to listen to Chris Andre with Aircast Skadia bringing us news, views, interviews, and commentary. At 10:15, it's Locus Focus with Barbara Bernstein. Today, we'll speak with Elise Higley, board member of Our Family Farms Coalition, about the current state of the anti-GMO movement. At 11, we'll hear Disability Awareness with our host, Grace Eagle Reed. Today, we'll be covering the housing crisis and addiction issues with people under stress. And at 11:30, it's Voices for Animal with host Courtney Scott. Today's guests are Kit and John Collins, who run Out to Pasture Sanctuary in Estacada.
"'Twas Britannia, but our wild geese go, that small nations might be free. But their lonely graves are by Sulva's waves, or the shore of the great
Kebu Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the Pan-African film series hosted by the All African People's Revolutionary Party. The film this month is Assata Shakur Talks About Socialist Development in Cuba, showing Wednesday, March 30th at 6 p.m. at the Portland State University Smith Memorial Student Union in room 236. The former Black Panther and member of the Black Liberation Army, who has had political asylum in Cuba since 1984, talks about socialist practices in Cuba, racism, patriarchy, and the way forward for socialist politics. Again, that's Assata Shakur Talks About Socialist Development in Cuba, Wednesday, March 30th at 6 p.m. at the Smith Memorial Student Union in room 236 at Portland State University, 1825 Southwest Broadway in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Monday, March 28th, 2016, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Real Community Radio at 90.7 FM on the air and kboo.fm on the web. Today's weather for you, isolated showers. What that means, I've never understood. I suppose it's raining on one side of the house and not on the other, which actually happened at my place yesterday. Partly sunny, though, with a high around 55 and calm winds becoming northwest 5 to 8, which you won't even notice. Tonight, patchy fog, late 8, and otherwise partly overcast, lows around 39, and light wind after midnight. For tomorrow, that patchy fog hangs around until about noon, otherwise mostly sunny with a high around 62, and not much at all in the way of wind. That said, for the weather, our guest this morning is Pat Brock. She is a Yankton Sioux Elder, descendant of Chief Spotty Bear, Lakota Elders. She's on the Lakota Elders Advisory Council for the Tribal Historical Preservation Office. She has done a great deal more than that. That description of Pat barely scratches the surface. She says that over seven years ago, she was appointed by Chief Oliver Red Cloud of the Black Hills Sioux Nation Treaty Council to continue her father's treaty work. Then, just a few months ago, as of the writing of this, she was appointed to the Elders Advisory Council. This appointment gave her the opportunity to go to so far Black Hills Management Planning Meeting and the Osseti Sakhalin Power Project meeting to witness from a traditional form of governance and to bring back and to present to people the information shared by the participants. She continues thus her father's treaty work, which is now being visualized. She says that because she was sent to the Ossetic Sakhalin Power Project, the screening of the film by Robert Lundell, the film Who Are My People, was part of her report to the Lakota people. She has created a project which is unique, wonderful, and has the potential to bring traditional ways back to people who might otherwise not ever have the opportunity to know really who they really are. That's the importance of this project. It's called Theater on the Res, and that film I mentioned, Who Are My People, was screened as part of Theater on the Res. More on that later. But because now we want to talk with Pat, there are just a few. Oh, we've so many headlines. People who are following things in all things Texas, the traditional rattlesnake roundup nets the largest catch so far. I don't like snakes much, but I've always wished that this were not the case. For that matter, I like people much less, usually. As towns go, Sweetwater, Texas is fairly small, but they have a huge population in terms of people. They have a huge population of rattlesnakes, and every year they go out and kill them, as many as they possibly can. Unfortunately, snakes have yet to learn what's coming. There's, of course, as you might well guess, there's plenty more on that all over the web. And there was a huge bombing in Lahore, Pakistan, killed over 60 people. It was the interesting thing about this is this bombing, this suicide bomber that killed all the people in Lahore, Pakistan. First shot, I thought, wow, that's great. The way they report this sounded more like the way they report these kind of events when they happen in Western lands. For example, Belgium, right? It sounded a little bit more humane in so far as the report treated it as like real people and not just this nameless, faceless multitudes wiped out by a bomber. And then, of course, out comes the rest of the story, which is that these were a group of Pakistan's Christian people. Ah, that explains it. So they're Christian, so they get a wee bit more respect in the manner in which their deaths were reported, deaths over deaths, whether you're Christian, Muslim, whatever. And nonetheless, this is something to be remarked upon, sadly, in these days. But the fact that they were Christian, not Muslim, did in fact affect the manner in which this event was reported. And, Trump continues fully unplugged. He had a 100-minute interview recently in which he was able to expound on his foreign policy that there was of it. And it seems that everything Trump knows about the world beyond reality shows and hotels that he gleaned from the pages of New York Daily and Fox News. He his thoughts on other countries are bizarre, to say the least. And there's a great deal more, of course, and climate change. Turns out it's happening far faster than anyone predicted. Faster, hotter, deadlier, at least so far. Some of the highly scientific remarks on this have been stunning. Wow, shocker, bombshell, astronomical, insane, and unprecedented. That sounds like Donald Trump talking about his campaign, but it's not. It's climate scientists talking about the changes that we have wrought to our planet. Our planet is rapidly dying. That is something people have a very difficult time wrapping their heads around. Yet it's pretty easy for people to wrap their heads around the phenomenon of Donald Trump, which also might be described as faster, hotter, and deadlier. And on that note, let's go to Pat Brock, who has been waiting patiently to talk with us this morning. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning.
We're so very happy to have you with us. We've just, earlier in the show, we talked a little bit about who you are, Yankton Sioux Elder, and you're a descendant of Chief Smutty Bear, Lakota Elder. You're on the Lakota Elders Advisory Council. In a little bit later in this interview, or over the next few days when we talk to you again, we want to talk a bit about Indigenous justice, tribal justice, and the way Indigenous people view treaties is compared with the American way treaties are viewed. It seems that land which should have been protected because it is a part of Indigenous First Nations legacy. I know in the Dakotas and in the area of the Mojave Desert that we talk about, the American, you talk a bit about tribal Indigenous justice compared with American justice. It seems Americans don't hold to treaties very much.
Well, for one thing, justice is a hierarchy term, and it's part of the U.S. government's form of definition or whatever. When you text me about justice, I looked it up, and the word couldn't be defined without using the word just. It just puzzled me the whole time, and then I realized that we don't think justice. We've never thought justice, because we're a culture of balance, and justice is a hierarchy form. Another definition had the word righteousness and equality in the same sentence, and I thought that was a conflict of terms. For us, we have our own form of discipline. You know, when somebody gets out of line, but it's not about going to court and justice and all these things.
It's not about punishment.
Whenever somebody does something wrong, what they're supposed to do is make it right, not apologize and then continue doing the same thing that they're doing and thinking that that's going to make everything perfect. You know, so for us, it's all about keeping balance. Like even talking about our culture, it's not just human beings, because balance involves all creation. We have to be in balance with everything, not to be above, you know, and have an ownership over anything Unshimaka. And the reality is that Unshimaka, Grandmother Earth, is going to be here long before we destroy ourselves. She's going to survive. We're the ones that are killing ourselves off because of polluting her and that. But yet, we've already seen signs where, you know, she's coming back in certain areas. So as long as we keep focusing on bringing that balance back, then, you know, we're good. But it has nothing to do with justice. So now we have this form of justice in our court systems, our quasi, you know, IRA, Indian Reorganization Act kind of governance. And so we're at a loss, because now we have to learn a whole other system in order to be able to speak on behalf of Mother Earth.
Pat, you've done incredible work as part of, as a member of the Yankton Sioux, and in many different ways. Particularly, what I'm really interested in is Theater on the Res. I think it's a very wonderful, profoundly moving idea with the power to change lives, and also probably very likely draw in young people. Can you talk a little bit about what is Theater on the Res?
Theater on the Res began through the complaints of elders. Two complaints. Now, I view complaints as prayers. So the first complaint is that our children don't listen anymore. I went to a Unity concert in the Black Hills, and there was a lot of young people, performers, and their message was the adults don't listen to us anymore. So the bottom line is that there's no communication between generations. The second complaint is that we don't pass our traditions down whole and complete. So once I got these, then I started praying about it. The first thing is to deal with we don't listen, or, you know, nobody listens to each other anymore. So listening is the problem. Well, I devised a plan to create a Native Radio Plays contest where the radio plays are between 30 to 60 minutes long, which means that because it's on the radio, you have to listen. And now the natural form of listening is that, you know, once you're hearing things, then your imagination takes over and you can actually see what's going on in your mind.
That's the essence of radio. Pat, we're out of time. We need to bring you back very, very soon. What you said today is a very great deal. I thank you so much for sharing all of this with us. Thank you many, many times over. Come back very soon. We'll talk a little bit more about tribal justice and what happened in the Mojave. This has been Air Cascadia for Monday, March 28th, 2016. You're listening to KBOO Portland. Engineering today for us was Kate Welch. Thanks, Kate. Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Bud, Bloom, and Blossom, the continuing tell of one woman's transformational journey, Saturday, April 2nd at 8 p.m. at the Hip Bone Studio in Portland. Gabrielle Juliet celebrates the endurance, joys, and challenges of the human spirit through song, dance, and dramatic theater and improv. There will be nudity and adult themes.